Polak, Jill Biden claims husband is a moderate, Joe Biden disagrees. By Joel B. Polak on July 2, 2020. Jill Biden, the wife of former Vice President Joe Biden, told The View this week that her husband is a moderate. Oddly, that is a label that the former vice president has rejected in the past. And today, Joe Biden is a revolutionary. Last April, shortly before he entered the race, reporters suggested that Biden was a moderate and not a progressive. He fired back, "For my whole career, I wish had been labeled in Delaware for the 7 times I ran as a moderate. I was never labeled as a moderate." Moreover, Biden is not moving back to the center, as candidates typically do after securing their party's nomination. Instead, he is moving left. The New York Times noted recently, Mr. Biden is striking fewer of the moderate notes that won him the nomination, instead courting progressives with a new openness to systemic disruption. The Washington Post noted the same, quoting Biden, "We need some revolutionary institutional changes." Biden has started talking like Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who promised a political revolution and told supporters on the campaign trail last summer, "We need to transform the economics of this country and the politics of the country." Similarly, in May, Biden said that the coronavirus pandemic presented an incredible opportunity to fundamentally transform the country. That echoed Sanders and Barack Obama, who told voters in October 2008 that his goal was fundamentally transforming the United States of America. Biden is sounding less and less moderate than ever. The idea of transforming America is a radical one. The word transformation is also used by the radicals of Black Lives Matter to describe a country they hate and wish to replace with their own version of a radicalized, socialist utopia. Malina Abdullah, one of the leaders of Black Lives Matter in Los Angeles, told a crowd recently, "We are in a moment of transformation in this country." She added that their enemies were the liberal white supremacists, the kind of white supremacists that have black friends that sit at the dinner table. She told the crowd to say "fuck Mayor Eric Garcetti" as well as "fuck Donald Trump," lumping them together because they are both white and represent the system. That is who Biden has made common cause with as he echoes Black Lives Matter's call for transformation in America. As conservative pundit Eric Erickson once said of Obama, "No one seeks to fundamentally transform something they love." Moderates do not call for fundamental transformation and for revolutionary institutional change in America. The American people have experienced enough transformation in recent weeks: the upheaval of COVID-19, the riots in the streets. Joe Biden is promising more upheaval and radical change. There is nothing moderate about that at all. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.